Yes. And the issue is that we listen, we do. Oh, we judge.
See, listen, if it was love, it's a different case.
Because
she can be like, oh, I fell in love with my gate man. I'm attracted by what me I see.
Yes, so a lot. And what I hear.
And what I smell.
Ah.
Another one said she slept with her best friend's father.
For what? So I come to you and be like, I slept with your dad. Ah. Listen, we don't judge.
Crazy. This time I have, I'm going to be Odumodu.
I'm going to No, legit.
Would you cheat if your partner cheated?
Thank you for everyone for supporting us, for being there for us, the ones that have subscribed, the ones that just watch us.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys keep us going.
We hold you guys to heart. Guys, and welcome back to
Brewing Her.
It's your girl Gabriella Akinboye.
Yes, and it's Kemi John.
Have you missed us? Because we missed have missed you.
We missed you guys a
we're
lot.
We're so sorry we didn't post, but we're back now.
Yes. Things were happening, things were going on,
mm-hmm.
and we came back fresh and new for you guys.
Just for you.
We'll get into it more later, okay?
Of course.
All right, Gabby, how are you?
You look like today's hagege a bread.
You know, the first time I actually heard that, I thought somebody was insulting me.
Really?
Yeah. You were the one that explained to me that.
No,
because I remember I came to you and I was like, what does it mean if somebody said you look like today's bread?
Because you're hot and fresh.
Yes. I was like,
just
and
like
it came from a guy.
Lagata.
Stop it. It's massive, baby.
It's massive, baby.
I can't.
But you actually look good. I
Thank
like the
you.
Top.
You do too. You I'm look, you look good though, too.
Just
Thank
so you. Know.
We're giving you guys like the Christmassy vibe.
You it's, know, with
it's
the
like,
green.
It's
end.
Like green and like red family, pinkish
I
family.
Know.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
show this, them this your nails. Like, oh my gosh. If you guys are listening and you can't see, Gabby has on this beautiful green nails in the, you know, spirit of Christmas.
Christmas. Yep.
How are you getting ready for Christmas, Gabby?
Listen, I love
Christmas.
Like, that is my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
As a kid, I used to look forward to Christmas decorations at home.
Yeah, I feel like you're affecting me a lot.
And that's good.
Because every time we call on FaceTime, Gabby has another new Christmas decoration somewhere in the house.
Yep.
You know the funniest thing? This girl has, what's it called? Comforters for each bedroom in the house. With Christmas themes. Like, it's amazing. Christmas themed comforter for your bedrooms. If you're not on that level, you have not done Christmas. So what you are doing is clean.
It's clean. The mask is not there. Yo.
No, not doing Christmas. But
I say it goes to the point that my husband legit has to tell me, okay, baby, now there's a budget.
No, legit. I support that notion for him. Because, like, what?
Yeah, I was going crazy.
Where do you think that came from? That love of Christmas that you have?
It's just very joyful, very beautiful, very, you know, colorful.
Yeah.
And I love joyful things. Like, I love flashy, beautiful things. To the point that even my friends, if you're, like, as a kid at that time, now I've changed, thank God.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you have to be flashy for me to actually even want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's crazy. What do you think of the color combination, green and red?
I liked it.
Like,
because
somebody
I like green.
Actually putting on green and red.
I mean, it's if it's for just Christmas, not like I'm just walking down the streets with green and red.
Like, on Christmas Day even.
Yeah,
you
I don't
see,
mind.
Okay, if I came up to you and I wore all red, and I have, like, green belt with green shoes.
I would just know it's Christmas. Ew! It's just like somebody wearing white and green. I'm like, oh, you're celebrating Nigerian independence.
Still,
that's how it is for me.
Still, I'm like, there's some colors that just don't go.
Don't go,
I think green and red is one.
You know what's funny? I was actually going to make one of my nails red. Yeah.
No,
it
I would have freaked out.
Took the grace of God.
I would have freaked out. Like, what is going on here? I know this Christmas is on another level, but come on.
Maybe the next one be hot red.
No, I mean, hot red. All red is fine.
I'm going to be like, see, it will be green.
Nah, bruh. I think I like this. I like this. But no, you're definitely getting ready for Christmas.
I'm
happy. I think you're definitely influencing me because you got me to start decorating.
Yeah,
so,
and I even have like gift already starting to be wrapped up.
Chai, you guys, what do you guys think of Christmas? For me, I think Christmas, the only reason I like Christmas is because I get to take a break and
That's
just like chill. But I hate the money aspect.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, really.
You spend a lot of money during Christmas. That part. But like, but then again, you're spending the money for people that you love.
Yeah.
You
know? Okay, so we're going to be talking more like our opinions and likes and dislikes on Christmas later. Mm-hmm. But like, it's just nice to be in that festive season. Yes. I like that. I'm seeing people, like, we can go outside and we can see, like, lights.
Yep.
Yes, I can see
Yesterday when I went out, I saw your car. It literally had Christmas lights all over the car.
I think that's a little bit too much.
That's Christmas.
I saw one, too. Yeah, well, it could be the same car, actually. And I legit almost stopped my car. Like, huh?
Yeah.
How can somebody just... Nah, people are crazy. Yeah, like, one part is, like, all white lights and the other part is, like, all red lights.
So it's, like,
all
do covered. You know the colorful lights for Christmas?
Oh, so it might be two different cars. So people are actually walking out here thinking it's okay. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah. But anyways, we get to talk more about that. So do you want us, like, you want to tell us why we couldn't post? You guys, we couldn't post last week. Was it last week? Or 2 weeks ago now? By the time we're like, by the time we're like, hey. By the time we're airing this episode, it'll be 2 weeks, right? So you want to tell them why we couldn't post 2 weeks ago?
Suspect gave birth and suspect has not told you guys.
I should be the one to say that. You don't even know how to do suspect. Oh my gosh, this girl. Tell me about the fact that she's not Gen Z at all. But no, suspect gave birth and didn't tell us. In fact, no, I cannot. Suspect gave birth and don't look like she did.
I mean.
But no, that was a compliment. I mean, I don't think that's how the game should go. I don't think that's how it should go.
But we will make our own rules.
But no, guys, Gabby gave birth and we have our own first brewing her baby. I feel like you already have a baby. You already have a child, right? Mm-hmm. But this baby is like our baby.
Like, yeah.
This is the first baby that Gabby will give us, you know.
As the family.
As a brewing her family.
Just so you know, guys, she's actually still obsessed with my first kid, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm in love. I mean, no, I'm in genuine.
You know that this girl told me that my son is not allowed to get married to any other person, minus her daughter that she has no birth.
I must give birth to a daughter. I just must. Because God help my life, so that will happen. And if I don't, if I give birth to sons, they'll be best friends. Yeah. Because it's just the charm.
He's very charming.
Would you want to tell them their names? I think we should like tell you guys
I'm
more.
I'm shy.
I think it's cute. You know why I want you to like tell them their names? Because I think it's the intentionality behind the names. For
okay,
me.
Can I tell them the short form?
Yes, just the short.
The short form for the first one is Dire.
Yeah.
And the short form for the second one is Fire, which is spelled fire. So we call him what?
Dire Fire.
Fire. Fire.
No, that was legit the highlight of the naming ceremony.
Fury Fire.
When you guys told us the name.
Yeah.
And we all looked at each other and said, wait, what's his nickname?
Fury Fire. Yep.
And everybody
and
started vibing.
Remember you were so salty that I refused to tell you his name before he was born. She was so salty. I was like, girl, wait.
Gabby and Shagundi, they showed us where. They couldn't tell us the name. We waited to the last minute. In fact, we waited to the naming ceremony. Because obviously when you gave birth, we came to the hospital, right? And we're going to put some pictures up there for you guys.
I think you came legit the next day.
Yes. And I was hoping that you just jabble and just tell us, oh, you know, take Fury or something. At that point, I didn't know his name, right? But I was hoping. No. But these people know. They kept to it. They didn't tell us the names. They were very... disciplined, I would say. Yeah. Like, I'm impressed.
Even Kemi that was home with us, she didn't know the name until. Yeah.
You guys, what initiated that for you guys?
We just love the suspense.
Was it like that for Dire?
No, it
wasn't.
Was
it like that for Dire?
Dire, we were just too joyful. But Fury, I think for him, his name actually put us through a lot.
Right.
Like, we changed his name so many times. So for it was Fury. For Fury, yes. So it was very special. So we just wanted to just keep it until we're ready to share.
Yeah. I wasn't mad at it. I was like, okay, good, that's... Because I was in my head thinking, if this name comes out and it's not nice. But the name actually came out, I'm like, huh? If I tell you guys a full name, it's so cute, you guys. So good job. I forgive you for keeping it.
Thank you.
But
Thank you guys, we
have our first brainer baby, and his name is Fire. And you guys will be hearing more about his name later if we
in
want to
future,
share.
Yes.
But he's a cute little baby, you guys.
He is.
I thought Dire was cute.
Yeah.
I didn't know there could be anybody cuter than Dire. Oh, Fury. Oh, gosh.
Because he looks just like...
He looks just like his mother. No, like legend.
I think it was Thanksgiving, if I'm correct. And I met this new lady and she literally was like, oh, she's so... I was like, it's a he.
Oh, she thought it was a she. Oh, my... Yeah, he's a beautiful baby boy. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
Even his first doctor's appointment, it was the same thing. The doctor was like, she. I was like, it's a he. Yeah.
You guys met a very cute baby. How do you feel? Or should I ask? Let me ask first before we go into the topic for the day. Like, how did you feel going through that? Because I remember... when I was on the phone with you, hey, Jesus.
I traumatized you. I think that's what I want us to talk about.
She has traumatized my life forever and ever and ever.
I think that's what I actually want us to talk about.
Yes, talk about that for a bit.
No, for you to talk about it.
So it was a situation where
they were trying to break
your water.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, Jesus. As I'm thinking about it now, I'm actually kind of shivering. So she was on a FaceTime call with me. Was it you or was it Shegu I was talking to?
No, it was me. Because he took my phone to show you what was happening.
Yeah, so I remember. I was talking to you first. And then when it came the time that, you know, they came in and they said, okay, we needed to break your water.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I think Shegu then collected the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I was even hoping that Shegu would just cut.
The call.
You know, I was taking through that experience, you guys. And were they poking you?
Yes.
Jesus. They were poking. I don't want to give you guys visuals.
In general, but like they had this little, it was like a tube, it was long.
Yeah.
So you know like when you crochet?
Yeah.
How the tip used to look like. Oh
my gosh. Wow. I didn't see the tool, but now, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh my God. So that was when they were putting it inside.
Put it inside to just clip the water in the sack a little bit so that the water can come out.
You guys.
And it hurt.
Yes. I heard your shouts.
Oh my God. Because then I had there was no epidural, nothing. It was all, Yeah, I'm ooh, sorry, ooh, baby. Ooh. But it's massive, baby.
I keep screaming in this video. No, hearing your shouts from that pain traumatized me.
Really?
And I was like, Shego, I think I need to go. I can't stay here anymore. This is crazy.
Yep.
The fact that you could still come out of it and you can still even be on the phone.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the moment they did it and the doctor came out,
it was it. Really?
Yeah. It was just the process that was very
painful. That happen for Dire?
No. Dire, my water actually broke.
Before you went to the hospital?
I was even like an hour away for him.
Really?
From the hospital. Yeah, I was an hour away. And then my husband was doing in boat.
Right, because I was in Cincinnati.
Yo.
That's true.
Then I told him, I must finish this my spaghetti and stew before we reach the hospital. So he better slow
down. I can't. So it's better for the water to just break.
Yes,
than that
it was
pain.
But some people usually get the epidural before then.
Before
I didn't.
The pain. So if you get your epidural,
you
won't
feel it.
How long does the epidural last for?
Oh, it's till you give birth.
Okay. Some people don't. They remain in labor for a day or two, right?
Yeah, till you give birth. They have like a little, like a remote, I should call it. So if you want to increase the dose, you can.
So they just keep increasing that. Oh my gosh. You guys, it's the fact that I'm sitting here and I'm looking at you, I'm like, you're a mother of two now.
I know.
You're a mother of two children.
Yes.
It's crazy.
I saw one of our aunties on Sunday and she was like, that's how you're a mother of two. So I'm like, imagine I'm a small girl. Oh my God.
I have one friend as well, my very good friend. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mention her name too. She too just had a baby boy. Aww. So she has two boys like you too.
Yeah.
And I was about to say her name too. I was like, you are legit a mother of two. And she was like, I know, it's crazy. We that were just in college. It's crazy.
It's crazy, baby.
But I'm happy. Stop it.
I can't.
We're in this Egugu era, you guys. Listen, if you know Egugu.
It's crazy, baby.
Yeah. Should I call him a skit maker?
I don't even know what he is.
Yeah, we're in his era now. But congratulations, Gabby.
Thank you. Before we move forward.
I wish you guys, obviously, more happiness.
Thank you very much.
Now I wish myself more nanny periods as well. I can be helping you people to, what's it called?
I said more babies.
More babies too.
From you
and from me.
No, from you. I'm done.
Do you want to have more?
No.
You don't want to have more?
No, it's massive, baby.
No, if Gabby says this one more time, I'll kill you. Honestly, this is crazy.
But
no.
I'm done. I've had enough.
You guys are done?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you guys have a very beautiful family right now. And like,
let's keep it like that.
If you have more, we are here for you guys. Ooh. We are down for like being the cute aunties and uncles for you guys. But anyways, all right, so let's talk about this Egugu guy for a bit. Because you've been saying it's massive baby.
I just like
it's massive baby.
I just I actually just ages. Like that part.
No, I think there's that's something hidden in that is massive baby.
No, but it's massive baby.
You guys, Gabby's not gonna spill the tea, so I'll spill the tea. So we saw some things in this our break.
I did not see you.
You didn't see?
I did not see.
Yeah, so I'm not even gonna lie.
I did not. They were trying to show me by saying the blood of Jesus.
No, legit.
Yeah, I legit. Refused.
I wasn't was following like, the story. It was my sister that called me.
Yeah, I was telling you.
She was like, she called me. I picked up the FaceTime call. She said, like, "It's massive, baby." I said, "What's massive, baby?" I was like, "She was like, did you not hear about the Ego story?"
Yeah.
I was like, "What happened? What happened?" And so she gave me the whole rundown. Mm-hmm. You guys, I wish I could. Should we tell them the story?
I'm pretty sure they know already.
You guys, but for people that don't know, mm-hmm. tell them the story. Because I feel like I always be the one coming here with like gist.
Gist.
So you tell them the
so
story.
So the part, like I said, I am kind of person. I filter what I feed myself.
What you see, yeah.
So I did not bother going to dig deep into the story. Yeah. All I know is that he was on a FaceTime call with a girl.
Yeah. First, tell us about the wife part.
So the wife... She's sticking to her husband. Right. She actually came and I was like, oh, somebody's trying to blackmail them and everything. And she's like, oh, she's the one that takes the videos behind the scene, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So she's sticking to her husband. She's not...
She defended him, right?
She's not going anywhere.
I think that was a... Before we even move forward, I think that was a very good move. I feel like people that get blackmailed...
Mm-hmm. They need to...
You have to be able to summon up the courage to actually come out.
You know, I actually loved about when Tiwa's auntie was out.
Yes, yes. Okay, so yeah, I guess... As you've mentioned, it was when I just tell you, this is like a sexual scandal about Egungun that came out.
I don't even want the candy. It just is nude.
It's still sexual, kind of. It's still like
because
something
like,
in that field.
Both, I feel like, I mean, my thing is, why are you recording?
I don't think he recorded. I think somebody else recorded.
That's what I'm saying. Why is that person recording? Because like as a friend, like me and you now, we'll be on FaceTime. One is taking a shower.
Why
one
are you
is,
recording?
Why are you recording?
So... Finish the story, then we get into that.
So in the video...
Egungun's wife first came out. Egungun's wife first came out to say that, you know, her husband never cheated.
Yeah.
And they're being blackmailed. She stood
but
by
then
him.
Again, you know that social media. That's why I tell people, be careful. Egungun, be careful. The express, you don't go express. Egungun has got to the express, yo.
Oh my gosh.
So a feature that came out of him on a FaceTime with somebody and Baba Boshokoto.
Yeah.
And we see Kokoro. Visuals,
yeah. How are you knowing all this when you know watching?
I heard it from Tosi Sivadam.
Oh my gosh. I love Tosi.
He,
so much.
He cracks me up.
Yeah, I love him.
You know my favorite video of him?
Which
was
one?
That Bobrisky scandal. And then he was like, this is not fair. Why are we doing this to me?
I can't remember that one. But sometimes I just go on TikTok laughing. And I just see him. I'm just like, without even hearing what he has to say, I just laugh.
And I love the fact that you can't shame the shameless with him.
No, you can't shame him. Nah. But yeah, Sha, so the story came out.
Boostering.
And we saw his nudes. And then we also saw the girl that was massive baby. And she was like twerking. She was twerking on the bed as well.
You see, I didn't even see that part.
Yeah, she was twerking on the bed. And so now the story kind of died down because nobody's talking about it.
As that's how it should be.
I like it. I'm like, now you didn't give the power
now
to the blackmailer.
Now I like
Egungun
more.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Just as I think that people also loved and valued Tiwa Savage more because of that.
Yeah.
Because of how she handled it.
And I loved for that. You remember that song she did with...
Yeah,
that she added this in the song. I was like,
sex tape, only by Amy J.
As if life moves on.
No, I like that. I like that. I don't think that the only one thing I hate about this situation that I think is wrong is the fact that that was without his that was not his wife.
Yes,
like he obviously clearly cheated.
Yes,
right?
Apart from that,
but I like how they handled it. I like that the wife came out and you know, made the blackmailer powerless and, you know, just faced it head on.
Yeah.
But
like even if they are going through whatever they're going through at home,
they're
doing
it privately.
It's not,
I love they're handling it so well. And I hope they keep, you know, being together. They can figure it out. Is cheating a deal breaker for you?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Because you were telling me something. That was why I brought it up.
Yes. Okay. I don't know if my man cheats, I don't know if I'll be able to forget.
So you would get a divorce?
Most likely.
Even with your two kids now.
Bruh, I don't know if I'll be able to.
Now.
I know, but my problem is me moving. Like, the moment I
trusting
see him.
Trusting him now.
That's literally all I see.
Yeah. You remember,
so
you
why would I
me.
Live in such misery? Yeah. But I've never experienced anybody cheat on me, even my past relationships.
Yeah.
So I even don't know how I would react, to
well,
be honest. Especially
actually,
now
I've been
that
cheated on.
I haven't.
I actually just thought about that now. This second. I was about to say
who's
we've been
person?
Lucky.
What, okay.
You know who?
I'm just going to dagger them.
That's fine. I live a better life now. But no. I was about to join you and say, yeah, we've been so lucky.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I've been cheated on, actually.
Mm-hmm. I think
but
I know who.
It didn't really affect me that much because it was almost at the end of the
relationship
anyways.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, fine, whatever. So it wasn't like, that's why sometimes I don't even remember it. Right. So I think, okay.
Yeah, but I have never been. I've
you've never expressed that. That's good.
It's only to the point, there's only one guy that has broken up with me before.
So you, that you didn't give them the breakfast.
I didn't gather them.
Yes, that was me too, until that stupid guy. That guy.
And you know what's
he
funny?
Messed
it's
my
the same
record
race.
Up. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Annoying to people. We've tested. Just tell them the race. Let's just don't know.
White
so that
chocolate.
They know. Yeah. So you know that it's not all that glitters that shines. And all that.
And that glitter is gold.
Okay, we're not drunk.
Well, I cannot be.
Right. But anyways, the reason why I brought up that question of is cheating a deal breaker was because I remember we were having a conversation one time and you told me that a guy can still love you and still like
because that's what
cheat
they
on
say
him, or cheat on you.
That's what they say, especially the men and even some women to say like some they usually say that a guy can love his wife and still,
cheat on her.
Which to me,
I don't know.
I don't know if that makes sense though.
Yeah.
Because how would you claim
to love somebody
and then yet still?
Yeah, I don't agree.
Because like some men, you will see their wife, they look like, you know,
speck, a total speck.
And then you see the girl they cheated on, and you'll be like, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It
and you'll be
no
wondering,
sense.
Like, how?
Yeah, it makes
why
no
some
sense.
You see their wife, they're just maybe like petite.
Yeah.
And then you see the girl is massive, baby.
It makes no sense. I don't know. But yeah, I think it's a deal breaker for me too. Mm-hmm. But then
especially
again,
in marriage.
Especially in marriage. But then again, I don't know what I would do if I ever
me
find
too.
Myself in that situation.
Me
so
too.
I never say never.
Me too. I don't know what I would do if I find myself in that situation, to be honest. But I just pray and hope that I never, because I'm one person you don't want to hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know. I would just, normally as friendship, if you vex me, I don't forget.
Yeah. I feel like
I don't forget you.
I feel like if I didn't care, just like I was saying for the ex boyfriend that cheated on me, actually, that I completely even forgot about.
Yeah,
the reason why it didn't affect me is because I didn't care anymore at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if I didn't care about you, it wouldn't feel anyhow. Like it would just be like, okay, let's
move
do
on.
It together.
Yeah.
Do your own, I'll do my own. Simple. Oh, do you believe in revenge? Would you cheat if your partner cheated?
I don't think I'm that low.
Yeah, you won't let them bring you down.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that low.
What if you were living in a loveless marriage?
Why would I be living in a loveless marriage?
Some people do. Some people marry and they just grow out of love. And like,
You know, I think that should be a topic we should talk about one of these days. Do you really, really grow out of love? Did you ever love that person?
Like
in a marriage?
We'll keep that for another time, you guys.
That's a topic we should talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. But you guys, so sorry if my voice sounds somehow. I'm experiencing a very
this
bad
one. The moment the small cold
time.
Like this.
Yeah, the weather is really dealing with me.
Even with me too, I'm not even going to lie, just a little bit. It's really cold.
Yeah,
let's
really
go to
cold.
Things.
I don't know. Yeah. You know where I want to move to? I want to move to Mexico. I'll just be living there forever.
It's true, Shao. I like their food. They're tropical, the beaches.
Things are just
everything.
Better in a way. They're healthier.
But we are going to Mexico soon.
We are. Okay, that's actually very true. Finally, me and Gabby, we get to travel.
Just make sure you don't get pregnant.
Oh my God. I actually did not think about that. That would be
because
sad.
Because that was what ruined this year's old. Remember, it was me.
That would be
you know,
so
Naomi's
sad.
Too salted at me.
Yeah, Naomi's our other friend.
She's still like,
and we were planning,
got pregnant.
Yeah. We're all planning to travel together. And then our madam got pregnant and we could not go. So now, if any of us, me or Naomi, go get pregnant, no matter.
Wait, so from a view, you might want to travel. You can still travel if you're pregnant.
I don't know. Well, I guess if it's not like heavy, because mm-hmm. yours was because you were heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. I guess we shall see. But our friend is getting married in Mexico in Los Cabos, and it's gonna be a vibe, right?
It is.
It's gonna be a
vibe. I'm looking forward excited. To that. Yeah, I am. I'm very for this wedding. I'm very excited.
Yeah. You will be. I'm sure. You're very happy for this person we're talking about. Yeah.
I am. I'm very excited for this one.
Yeah.
And I'm also part of the Ashwari Big Girls. So I'm like, ah.
Oh my. Wait. I must get to see you, Shao.
I don't understand.
Like, because that's one thing about you.
I'll be busy.
Yeah, exactly. You will carry this wedding on your head. Like, this is my wedding. It needs to be all set and done. So because I know that, I can't be mad, but I'll be still salty if
I'll
you are
I'll try my best. I'll just watch. Are you okay? Are you
I beg you, it's not the same, Jerry. It's not the same. But I mean, yeah, go be there for her. Yeah,
She's a sweetheart. She actually surprised me recently.
Really?
Yeah, she told my husband that she was coming. And completely didn't tell me, and then she showed up on my doorstep. Yeah. I was so
good
happy.
People day, like, good oh people God, day. I'm not even gonna lie,
girl.
Yeah, good people day. So yeah, I'm gonna be there for her. So yeah, Mexico will be a good place to move to. But anyway, we came to this topic because of my voice. So please pardon my voice if it sounds weird.
This sounds sexy. So you're good.
Oh, all right. So you guys, before we move to our next part of the video, we want to tell you guys, if you have not subscribed to our
you are wrong
channel, please.
You are
definitely wrong. Go and subscribe.
Please.
At this point, you guys, we've had a lot of people watch the, you know, pod, mm-hmm. but not a lot of people actually subscribe
yes.
to our channel. So if you can, just hit that subscribe button.
It does not even take anything. Just pack up. That's all you hear.
In no cost. So please subscribe to us on YouTube and also watch us on your favorite podcast platform. Whether you like Spotify, whether you like Apple,
we are there.
We're there
for you guys.
Or everywhere. We are always available for you guys. We want to try and like grow our tribe and mm-hmm. get better. And we're also available on our social media platforms as well.
On Instagram, yes. on TikTok.
Yes.
And the name is simple, Brewing Her.
Yes.
Podcast.
Yes. That's where you catch all of our vibes, our trends that this woman makes us do. This girl that I see here, she's very crazy with all the trends.
I cannot.
And any info that we want to pass so that when we come here, you'll be able to like relate and catch up with mm-hmm. like what we're talking about because we've shared it on our
social media.
So yeah. For our social media together, it's Brewing Her Podcast. And individually, mine is Kemi John. And
mine
yours
is Oninye Chukwu.
Yes, go and find us on Instagram
or TikTok.
I'm pretty
sure people will be confused at some point.
I still get confused spelling your name, your username.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, how do you spell Oninye Chukwu? And then I have to think about it. So we'll put it down here below for you guys to see so that you guys can go and follow us and you remain our tribe member. Come on, guys. Especially in this new year.
Tribe of Brewing Her.
Tribe of Judah. Uh-uh. Tribe of Brewing Her. All right, you guys. All right. So, anyways.
Recap.
We're going to be doing recap, yeah? We want to talk about some of the good things that has happened to us this year.
Yep.
Some of the bad things that have happened.
Nothing bad happened.
Well, maybe not so good things that have happened. We'll like round off the year with this episode, you guys.
Yes.
And catch you guys next year.
Next season.
Yes.
Maybe season 3, oh my goodness.
I know. But before we go, before we leave you guys to season 3, let's face today's business.
Today's business goes thus.
This goes thus for me.
We listen.
And we judge.
Suspects listens and suspect judges.
Yes.
Because honestly, I am tired.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
The trend has been we listen, we don't judge.
We judge.
But there are some things that we've heard in
we are going to judge.
Challenge. And we are like, ah.
This one we must judge.
We must judge you.
We shall be a judge of the jungle. We judge.
No, legit. Because, girl, people are crazy. People have been through a lot.
It's massive, people baby.
Oh my gosh. No, there are literally some that I watch and
be like, yeah.
How are we not judging you for that? Like, that is obviously
judge
worthy.
Yep.
So now today we're gonna be doing some judge worthy moments for those challenges that we've seen. Okay? All right, which one is the first one? I feel like I can tell your first one already.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, do your first one. Okay.
She came out and says, thus. We listen.
Thus for me.
We listen. We don't judge. Mm-hmm. I slept with my uncle for iPhone. Auntie.
She slept with her uncle for an iPhone. okay, we need to judge that.
Please, why are you doing incest? Is it incest?
Wait, wait. You know, there are some people that they just call people their uncle. They are not really related. So maybe it's that kind of uncle.
So your father's friend.
Don't put it like that. No, I mean my uncle's friend that is kind of still young and still giddy and kind of hot. And then, okay, maybe. Don't think of it like that kind of. So you want to judge it? So you are thinking is like older uncle. Well.
Because if it's younger, why would she bring it out and say, we listen, we don't judge?
And if it's your actual related uncle, blood related uncle.
That's insane. Imagine if she gets pregnant.
Oh! No, we judge. That is
honestly,
a lot.
It is. Yeah, that one, it shook me.
That is a lot.
It shook me.
That is a lot.
I was like, you judge. Girl, stop it.
Yeah,
that's bad character.
Yeah. Okay, so mine is, this person came out and said, there was a time, this is a couple, and the husband said, there was a time he basically peed on her toothbrush. We listen, we don't judge. Nah, bruh, we judge. What
Why
do
you
mean?
Why are you peeing on my toothbrush?
Do you hate me? Like, you must hate me. Is this a prank? And if this is a prank, what kind of prank is this, really? Yeah, I think that one's nasty.
They're sharing disease in the house.
So my question is, did she use the toothbrush again?
If she obviously didn't know. Oh, after we listen, we don't judge. It's just, you'll never see my toothbrush again.
I mean,
in the bathroom. My toothbrush is going to be far away from you because the next one, you guys, is the one wash toilet.
No, that would be my revenge. And then 2 years later, I'll say, we listen, we don't judge. No, legit.
Yo,
legit.
That's disgusting.
That is a lot. Okay.
This goes thus. We listen, we don't judge.
Which one?
She said she slept with a gates man.
Gates man for what?
I don't know. She was horny, obviously.
This is a typical Yoruba movie.
Like, why we just... I know some of these gates man, they are malams.
Oh my gosh, Gabby, really?
No, we're not. We don't judge.
No, we judge. No, we judge. Because talk about... Kemi, careful. I have seen some malams, what you call them. So malams are like Hausa people that come to, you know, do gate man job. Honorable job. It's not stealing.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've seen some of them that are nasty. And like, they be washing their teeth and you'll be like, what is this? And if for you to go and sleep with somebody like, it's massive, baby.
No, so it's not massive.
Yeah,
it may go massive.
I don't know.
It's nasty, baby.
Unless this gates man is a graduate and just couldn't get a job.
But why would you downgrade yourself like that?
Maybe love. Don't judge.
No, don't judge me. See, listen. If it was love, it's a different case.
Yeah,
she can be like, oh, I fell in love with my gates man.
As a matter of fact, I feel like sleeping with your
employees,
like your house employees, is kind of wrong. Mm-hmm. Like. It's not kind of wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Like,
just if you want to date them,
go and
date
do
them
it somewhere else. Don't even date them. Like,
I mean, you can find love anywhere, Kemi.
Love, don't judge at all.
Exactly.
I don't know.
You can find love anywhere.
It's mad.
It may be circumstance that's put him there.
Actually, there's this Yoruba movie. Actually, I watch a lot of Yoruba movies.
See,
you guys.
My love.
I actually,
as you
do.
See, as she touch like this.
No, I actually love it. I love that. It helps me. You know, learn more of my Yoruba.
I need to actually do, because I don't know how to speak Yoruba.
No,
and a lot of people.
I need to plug you on Yoruba.
Yeah, a lot of people like, you are a Yoruba girl. I'm like, yeah, but like.
So there's this program that they started, and I gave it a shot last week. It's called Masoyibo. You guys probably know it. It's on YouTube.
So
and
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so I was watching the one they brought files. And so, like, the game goes like, since ever, like, the moment you get on the show, you cannot speak one English.
Ooh, I'll fail.
So he, now, I failed terribly, woefully, from saying, okay, now, yes, sir. Uh-huh. So imagine you speaking Yoruba, but you're just saying, okay, now, magbe. But the fact that you said okay is an English word.
What's okay Yoruba?
Otida, abi oda, something. Oda now. Even the now is
English. What's now in Yoruba?
Oda, bye. Oh, dancing. Nah. So it was a difficult game. It was a difficult game, but I think it was eye-opening because a lot of us, we are losing our language, to be honest. Yeah. So Yoruba movies are dope. Anyways, why I brought up Yoruba movie is that There was a Yoruba movie recently, actually, that happened. She had to marry a gates man.
Yeah. She fell in love.
No, the guy was too local. It's a very rash guy.
She fell in love.
But they told her that if she married him, she's going to become successful.
What did she?
Yeah, she did. So she tried it and she became successful, but she couldn't deal with his local
self. She should touch him up.
She did. She tried her best. But so she started maltreating it. It's a whole movie. But yeah, it takes a lot of guts to do that and courage.
Because me, I'm attracted by what me I see you.
Yes, so a lot. And what I hear.
And what I smell.
Ah. So they could smell too. Hey, whoa, that's
but to
crazy.
Be honest though, if a man comes, like approaches me.
You like perfumes a lot.
You have to, if you are smelling some kind of way.
Yes. Yes. What's worse, body odor or mouth odor?
Both. Because like mouth odor, I can't kiss you.
I can't kiss you.
Body odor, I can't hug you.
Ah, which one have
so
I
what are we
experienced?
Doing? I've experienced body odor before.
Body, I think, I don't know if this guy's one was body odor, but the guy was he's a very fine guy, tall, dark and handsome guy, but he just has that odor.
Smell.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not washing his boxers.
Ah, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so he's both. You can't deal with any. Yeah.
Because don't talk to me.
Me neither. Yeah. I can't.
Like,
I can't deal.
Okay.
Give us another one. I don't have a lot here.
We lick skin. We don't judge. This woman's wife is pregnant.
This woman's wife.
The man's wife, sorry. She pregnant. Mm-hmm. And the man is having dream of sleeping with another woman in the dream.
And he opened his mouth to confess.
I say, we lick skin. We don't judge. I say, my love. That's the end.
What did the wife do?
What we should do? We listen, we don't judge
I'm
now.
I'm judging you right now. Like, what the actual hell?
Yeah.
And he actually said it. And she heard it. Mm-hmm. And they're okay.
I don't know if the marriage is still okay.
Nah, I be judging. I be judging really, really
because
hard.
Because the fact that I'm actually pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't even give your child the respect.
Yeah.
Why are you not dreaming of your unborn baby?
I feel like my husband would say. So my husband says, as a guy, there are just some things you don't need to say. Even if it's the truth.
You know, that's why I actually have a problem with men that talk too much.
Yes.
Like, there's a difference between you're having an educative conversation.
Yes.
That your mouth is just going brrr. I'm like, you need to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like men that gossip, though.
I mean, gossip is different from, like...
If you cannot gossip, you cannot be my husband.
No, legit. We need to be able to gist. I know. But it's not... There are some things that... are not needed that in the sense that you know it will hurt this person. I'm not saying to lie, but for instance,
but you too, why are you doing something that you know that will hurt your partner?
Well, maybe it was a thing of a feeling that he couldn't control. Shall a dream? It wasn't like he did it actually, So if it was a dream, the dream has not happened.
That's spiritual wife. Oh, do you know you're having sex with that woman?
It could just be a wet dream, though.
It's spiritual wife. What's my dream? Why is it not my face you are seeing?
But why are you having that kind of dream that is not me?
Thank you. Why is it not my face you're seeing?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's spiritual wife.
More reason
probably
why
have children.
More reason why he shouldn't have said anything. Like he could think of anything else.
You know, my husband said something today. But it's like, this will listen, we do judge.
It will break marriages, so.
But he was like, some people might be doing it for clout.
For clout? Yeah.
But it makes no sense.
But what do you think about this social media, you know, need of your, like, this couple movement? Like, you are, like, how do I say? We're a couple and we need to be known on social media. Not, when I say known, I don't mean posting pictures, obviously.
Just say
yeah.
Vicky James.
But yeah, but no.
So, for
Vicky,
that,
Vicky James.
Actually, you know, I tell you that me, I don't really have an issue with what Vicky James is doing, to be honest. I actually don't.
You don't have an issue?
I
do, a little bit.
The only thing
lie.
Is that I don't want her to just forget who she is.
I know, right?
Like, she is the Vicky James.
Yeah, that's been my
That's my only issue. She can go ahead and do whatever challenge she... Ah, they're suspect challenge.
We need to talk about that one.
I'm gonna judge it though.
That one we need to judge, actually.
I'm gonna judge. I love you, Vicky James.
Before we go back to the whole scenario, what did you think about that suspect challenge?
I feel like it was very unnecessary.
Yes. So, okay, for background, for people that don't know who Vicky James is, I don't know why
she's
I wouldn't, but
bad
anyway, she's a
designer.
Very beautiful, talented designer.
Oh, she is so good.
Yes, and she's so good. And she recently just got married. Mm-hmm. And ever since her wedding, this new
from her
wedding,
from her photo shoot, Seb, there was already a lot of...
Yeah, even before the wedding, like, I think her perspective has kind of shifted from Vicky James, the designer, mm-hmm. to now, like,
a content creator and
being a content creator with her husband. So, at first, I liked it, mm-hmm. but as we'll talk about that more, but I want us to talk about the suspect challenge. Mm-hmm. So now, because they are content creators, they come up with different trends, obviously, and like they do a lot of things to stay relevant. Mm-hmm. So this suspect challenge is one of them. And as you know, couples do it, mother and son do it, father and daughter do it, anybody shall mm-hmm. do it together. And so they did it, and in one of the things, is it bullet point, I can call it?
Yeah.
She had mentioned something. I wish you guys... Should we talk about it?
I mean, it's already out there. Most of them already know it.
Yeah. So she shall say something like, suspect...
loves to give head, but does not like... No, does to receive head, but does not like to give.
Yes.
But I don't like that shit anyway. I was like... So if you don't like it, then why is it a suspect?
Why bring it up? So people's dilemma, Sha, is... First of all, why did you feel the need to
bring your bedroom issues
into the suspect challenge and was okay to post it to the world to see?
Yeah.
But then again, do you think that if they didn't put that, we wouldn't be talking about this now?
That's what my husband said. Some people just do it for the... Well, that's my issue, though. I don't want... Because I love Vicky James, right?
Right.
I don't want things like that to be known about her. When we talk about Vicky James, yes, that's what we're saying. What I
said. Exactly.
That's my issue. Exactly. Apart from that...
Yeah. So so now let's go back to like talking about their situation mm-hmm. of like coming out, because the issue has been like, okay, you've gotten married, fine, but like, why is it that everything that goes on in your marriage, we know everything?
I don't think it's everything that goes on, though.
Obviously, but like, what that's what people would say now, yeah. because they see them every time, right? Mm-hmm. So because we keep seeing them on Instagram, TikTok, trends, whatever, they shall keep coming out to like showcase themselves.
They are growing on me, Sha.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm going. So when they first started this whole situation, I remember we had this conversation here. Mm-hmm. And me and Gabby, we almost fought. Like, I was not for it. I was like, what is this? And Gabby was like, it's their life now. Let them live their life. What is the big deal? And I'm like, I know, but must you come out every time? Like this.
Maybe that's the brand she's trying to create as her being a wife.
And she's, I think she came out to say, because somebody said, are you a designer or a content creator?
Na collabo.
And she said it's a collabo thing. Okay.
It's na collabo.
But my issue right from the onset, mm-hmm. right from that day that we're having this argument, is what you just said. Mm-hmm. I felt like she was moving away from Vicky James.
Yeah.
Like the designer Vicky James, whereby we see an outfit on a bride or on a celebrity that mm-hmm. is going for something, and you're like, this is a Vicky James piece. You already know. Like she was going on that big milestone of being that one and only designer.
Exactly, in Nigeria.
You know, and even sometimes abroad, I'm mm-hmm. across Africa too.
Because remember the one she made for the South African? Is she South African?
Yes. Celebrity, I remember. Oh, so she's very talented.
She is.
And my pain...
People are going to forget.
Pain. Yeah, I just don't want that to be... I don't want this marriage to... To just be about... You should just be about that wedding. I mean, that marriage alone. You're more than that. You should be more than that. That's what my thing is. And obviously, one thing has to give, because you're pushing yourself as this content mm-hmm. creator couple. Mm-hmm.
But don't
this
you think,
other one is going down.
Don't you think, or why don't we see it this way? She already has a name called Vicky James.
But let me tell you something. I know where you're going. Mm-hmm. The reality is, it would only take a snap for some other talented person to come up now, and we forget about Vicky James, because if you're not, it's the same strategy that they're doing as content creators. You have to keep being consistent so that you can keep being relevant, right? Mm-hmm. The same thing happens for this job as well. You have to keep giving us banger. Well, maybe not banger every time, but like, so that we can keep Vicky James is still top notch on that spectrum.
But I mean, she still does good though. Like, anytime her piece comes out,
she's like one off now. She's like, one time, I'm gonna show you guys how I created this masterpiece. And then we don't hear about anything design for like months. And then maybe something else comes up, and then Yeah, unlike before, whereby, come on, we knew how Vicky James was now. Yeah.
I wish I had money when I was about to get married.
She could have made my dress. Yes. I know, but I did not have money. But anyways, so that's my thing about their marriage. Yeah. I love them. I love her husband in the sense of like loving somebody as a like public figure. Mm-hmm. If I can call, him a public figure?
He is an upcoming public figure.
Is the upcoming for me? But okay, because
now we are starting to know him, we're starting to see him.
Maybe that's what she's trying to do, that's really her intention.
But like for him, for example, now Jada, we were having a conversation and I was like, okay, what does he do? And then you were telling me that, oh, he has a cleaning business. I was like, okay, they should, since she has that platform, she can also use it to
help him grow. So I think that's probably what she's doing. Yeah. Do I think they do too much sometimes? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But do I think they're growing on me? Like they're growing on you? I think so. I think
they are.
We're loving them now.
The only thing that, minus the suspect challenge, the one thing that they've done
they've done another thing.
Minus the suspect challenge now.
And that's what I'm saying. They've done another thing.
The one that he came on stage and gave her rose flower.
Oh my goodness. Let's not even get into Vicky James because this is going to be a whole episode.
I just heard. That one, I was like...
Yes. So I do see an element of doing too much with them.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'm like, okay, this marriage is not an achievement like
we
that.
We can't
like
call
that.
You a hater now because you are married. If you're not married now, say you're hating.
I know, I'm not a hater. And I don't even know them like that. I don't know them at all. So like that.
Somebody's committed when people were like, but you're allergic to happiness.
Exactly. So that's the thing. So when you complain about that, people just come and bite you and say,
you're allergic to happiness.
It's not that. I just think that you can calm down a bit. Like, really? Do you think they can calm down a bit?
I think Vicky James I think she has a lot of energy. Calming down, I don't know. If there's anybody that's going to calm down, is if the husband has the ability to make them calm down. Right. And I don't see him
doing that. Mm-mm. But do you think they should?
I think she should promote more of her brand, Vicky James. She should spend more time doing that than
the couple thing. I think so. I think they can both live in the same ecosystem. Mm-hmm. I think they can definitely do exist together.
Yeah.
But I definitely believe that your brand should be the priority.
Yeah, like I want it to be like, oh, Vicky James, the designer. Oh, no, Vicky James, the content creator.
The content creator now. That's, oh gosh, yeah. That's so sad.
Because like generations coming now, that's what they are going to see.
Anyways, good luck to them. Okay, so what even brought us to this conversation, Seth? Okay, so we've judged that one. I think that one is a good one to judge, actually.
Yep, we judged it.
Yeah. All right, so is there any other one?
Another one says she slept with her best friend's father.
For what, Kwa?
I don't know. She slept with her best friend's father.
Nah, you people be judging and be listening wisely. Because I don't think you should not be judging. This is barbaric now.
It is very... Imagine somebody sleeping with my daddy. And you now come out. Because the best friend... what if the best friend don't know that it's the best friend? What if...
What?
Because I'm just thinking, why will you go and say that
to the best friend? So I come to you and be like, I slept with your dad. Listen, we don't judge.
Prison.
Yeah.
Because this time I'm going to be Odumodu. I'm going to go.
No, legit.
But the thing is, I don't even know if I should blame you or I should blame my dad.
Oh my God. I'll blame both of you.
Because you just assume you omokekere lo nse yin. The father uncle.
I don't know. I would still hate my friend. I don't know about blame. Because I think both parties are wrong. But who do I test more?
To be honest, I honestly don't know. Because I'm looking at it in the sense that you are the adult now in the
father. But she's an adult as well. Let's say I'm grown. As I am now, let's just be using us.
Use you now. Compared to our father's age. Okay,
Kimi, let's not use us. Please. Before your mom come and slaughter me.
But no, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So them now, let's assume she's like your age mate.
Yes. So she's an adult as well.
An adult, yeah. So meaning the best friend's dad is probably in his 50s.
So you think that because he's older, he's still more responsible?
Yeah, he should have a little bit of sense. If a small girl comes to give you lagata, maybe you will shift her away. I mean, you will send her out.
My God. No. Yeah. No, I agree. But who do you think has more loyalty? Who
my do you think
should have more loyalty?
It should, you should give, like, because now that my friend will not respect me nor you anymore.
No, absolutely.
You understand?
If I, what if she calls him by name? Because you know how some sugar daddy is. Like, Femi.
Should I rub his head?
No, I think they both deserve to be judged.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. To me, especially the father. I'm sorry.
You think so? I actually think...
Mm-mm, especially the father.
I think, yes, but because I know that my friend, I can break away from you. Mm-hmm. I can't break away from my father.
The more reason why I'm going to blame you more, because why? Why my friend?
Yeah, but why my
best friend?
Why my father as well?
Why my best friend?
Because my father?
You can't... The father now can go and meet any other girl, right?
Yes. I will not yet release you, don't judge. That's why, okay, do you think that she probably knew the kind of person that friend is right from time? Ooh. What if she's been okay with this friend sleeping with married men or older men? Because you know there are some people like that you have friends that you know. That their ways are not pure.
Mm-hmm.
But you're cool, you're chill.
I don't think I can be cool.
Come to you.
No.
Okay.
Me personally, if I know that you have a particular bad character,
yeah,
like if I know that you have spirit of Dalelu Dareu, yeah, I would take you away from my family.
Yeah, would you still be friends with her, but from a distance, or just not be friends
I'll
at
be
all? I'll be a friend. I'm like, oh, hi, we've not seen in months. Oh,
all right.
All right, so let's finish it up with some of the things that we're looking forward to doing. I will bring it to them next year.
Oh, bring it to them. Oh, me, I thought said do it. I was going to be like, maybe just going for a good vacation without bringing you guys.
Ah, really? But no, what do we plan to do for Bring Her next year?
So we're definitely...
Oh, I'm so sorry. Before we do that, what did you like about Bring Her this year? And what didn't you like? Yeah, we need to talk about that, actually.
What did I not like? I actually don't like the fact that we're not able to do a full 10.
Oh yeah,
for them. And I'm so sorry, guys, it's all my fault. It's me,
it's our fault, because I needed a baby. Okay, we need a cute little baby,
so we're sorry about that, but he's cute, so we're not upset.
we're not mad at it, but yeah, we had to take that break. Mm-hmm. You know, for the delivery, and honestly, we should use this opportunity to thank everybody that stood with us regardless of our inconsistency of, like, because sometimes we would not drop because we have to, like, we deal with other things personally, and most times we put it on our social media as well, again, to, like, keep you guys
posted,
you know, updated, so that you know what's going on as to why we're not posting, right?
Yeah.
So thank you guys for sticking through, you know, with us this year.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you. But yeah, so we don't have our full 10 episode for this season, because we try to have like 10-10 for every season. And so, but next year we hope to have the whole full year, full 10. Unless something happens again, we don't hope nothing bad, but, like, you know,
good news,
we'll see. But I mean, you guys will still remain faithful and loyal, as we will be too for you guys. But yeah, so yeah, that's but a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's one thing. What I like is the fact that we got our views on YouTube.
Yes, I know. This year we kind of did well.
Yeah, our views on YouTube increased. There was one particular video that the views... I remember we were calling each other, have you seen it?
We were surprised. Yes.
I love that. And that gave me a lot of joy.
Now we know what you guys like to
hear.
Yeah, to hear, to see. So we'll be doing more. We know that we have a lot of Ishekushe people on our podcast. So we'll be feeding you guys more with Ishekushe, okay?
Oh,
if that's
goodness.
What you like. But yeah, that was a good highlight as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what about things that you okay, you've talked about what you liked and what you didn't like.
What about you?
For me, what I didn't like is the fact that our subscribers didn't grow.
Yeah.
I really wanted us to, like, grow, and that's why we keep pleading with you guys. To not only watch, but also subscribe. Mm-hmm. It would just give us that encouragement to keep going for you guys. We're doing this because we love to do it, but encouraging us definitely helps. So please go subscribe again. I feel like this is the video we've said the most.
Please subscribe.
But it's because we want that number to, like, you know, turn around and be better. So yeah, I didn't like that. But I'm grateful for the views, like you mentioned. I'm definitely grateful that we got better views.
Yep,
I feel like... the quality of our work is getting better as well.
Yes, that's true. There's another thing I like, that the quality of our video for season one and season two
is definitely different, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like that about season two. Yeah. And I like the things that we got to talk about, like the in-depth emotional things.
I feel for season two, we were more open with some certain things. Very much open. Yes. Yeah, I think we're very much open and I like
that. So that's something about us. We're very secretive, you guys. We're very like private. And like, oh, should we say this? Should we not say this? Right. But like having to combine both of us together, trust me, it's hard work to have to think like, okay, let's be open. So
yep.
I feel like we did a good job being open this season. So
and we'll try better next season.
We'll try better next season. Yes, absolutely. So yeah, I like that. And then I didn't like that, but I'm hoping that we can continue to grow.
Amen.
Yeah. We're taking a break and we should tell them about
that's
that.
That's true, guys. We are taking a break.
Yes, we'll be taking a break.
Kemi needs to come and do a mugwo.
Yes, yes. We are taking
a child to take care of.
Yes. We're taking this Christmas for a mugwo. Is that how you call it?
Omugwo, yes.
Yes. We're taking it for a mugwo from when? 20th? Till like the, when are we coming back?
We shouldn't tell them, they should wait.
Okay, well, we'll come back next year
Sometime
in January, we would be posting on our social media. So you know when we're coming back to meet you guys and come back and spend time with you guys during the year.
Yeah.
But for when we cut off, it's December 20th, right?
Yes.
But this episode will be airing December 13th, right?
I think, yeah.
Right, December 13th also, right?
Yes, I think so. I think it's a Friday, I think.
But it would be airing before Christmas. And then
bottom line,
you guys would not see or hear from us, aside from maybe social media, where we come to wish you happy Christmas or Merry Christmas or things like that.
Yep.
So go and subscribe to our social media.
So that you know when we'll come back.
Is it subscribe to our social media?
Go and follow us.
Follow us, exactly.
So that you know when we are coming back.
Yeah, so that you can be in touch with us in those little, because we can be dropping stories and posting, things like that, but just not on YouTube or Spotify.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about what we're going to be bringing for next year.
My guest.
What we're going to do better next year, what we're going to not give them, what are the changes that
we're going to see. So next year, like we already said, we're going to try to be more open to you guys. You're going to get to know us for us. Not those guys that just come and be blah, 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 blah.
I think they love us.
And I'm pretty sure there was one day I was listening to us on YouTube. And then my laugh is loud. It's not demure.
Yeah.
I was like,
what is going on? No, there was another day too that me too. I was listening and I was hearing my voice. I was like, why are you talking like this?
Why are you so loud?
It's just so loud anyhow. But yeah.
But I think this is one place that we are ourselves.
We're ourselves, yeah. And I think they love us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this year, I mean, this year is about to be over. Next year. We're going to be more open to you guys. You're going to get to know us.
Yes.
We're going to have more guests for sure.
Yes. More guests.
And more juicy topics.
Yes. I would like to see more like female friends. I feel like we have to bring more female girls. Just like have a girls day and we just like talk about things. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely looking forward to that next season. And I think we have a couple things planned already for that, so
we should not give them everything now.
We'll give you everything. Okay, but yes, I look forward to the guests coming, more topics, juicy topics, like she said, that we're going to be talking
That's
about
one of the topics that I'm like, can we talk about it already?
Yes. And just like last year, I think we probably said this last year too, we're going to be more consistent on social media as well. Because we want to keep you guys engaged. We want to make sure that you guys are getting stuff on our social media as much as you're getting
Even
on YouTube.
Even like you brewing Hannah, our personal social media
and
as well.
And our personal social media as well, exactly. So
yeah, I need to do better with that one for sure.
Yes, we're definitely going to be shooting more content for both personal and this business as well. So that you guys be in the know of our lives and just continue to ride with us.
Yes.
I think another thing for this year that we want to do is just better marketing. We want to engage more, like we said, like do more publicity stuff so that like you probably just say, I remember those girls so when they started.
In,
yeah.
So this they is had why that terrible you camera subscribe setting. Now. Exactly. So that you will not be like, ah, where are they?
She said camera setting. So yeah, this is why you should subscribe now. So you'll be like, oh, this is where we've I knew
there.
Them when, yeah,
yes, exactly. We're there when they just started.
Yes. So more intentionality coming next season, more guests, more you know, good topics to talk about for yeah. you guys. And you know, more engagements as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any events for next year?
Yeah, we have one. We have a lot of weddings next year, actually.
Yes, yes.
Thinking about it. Yes. We do have a couple.
Yeah, we have a lot that we're going to be filling you guys in as well. Mm-hmm. We do have our businesses as well that we keep
yes.
telling you guys.
Yes.
Oh, that's another good thing that happened this year. I didn't talk about.
Yes, she opened. We have a new baby.
Yes. Oh, is it a baby now?
She's still a baby.
We'll be confused.
She's still a baby. She's still a baby. Oh.
We'll be confused. Right, exactly.
Not physical, but I remember the one time or the first time I wore one of your babies to church.
Oh, she said my babies. You wore one of my babies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you the business the
compliments.
Opened.
I was like, oh, my girl did that.
Oh, my God. I love it. But, yeah, that one's one good thing that happened this year. Yep. The brand opening. I thought about that because of the events that I thought I just said. I'm mm-hmm. thinking that I want to do like a event, what's it called? Runway events.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm going to do that for next.
That would be
next,
nice.
Next year. Just to kind of like, you know, like I said, I'm getting bigger on publicity, marketing.
Nice.
So yeah, so we will be sharing that
you
with
you. You
will
pay me if you want me to model for you, Sha.
No, you don't have a choice. What are you talking about? Yeah, standby model. Makeup artist, director.
I'm charging, you have to speak to my manager.
And creative director. Creative
you have to speak to my manager.
All right, we'll talk more about legal
Thank
things
you very
later.
Much.
But yeah, so those are the things that we're planning for you guys and we're excited about. And so we will catch you guys next year.
Yes.
Right? Where we become more beautiful and more lively for you guys. Is there anything else you want
to... I just want to say thank you for everyone for supporting us, for being there for us, the ones yes. that have subscribed, the ones that just watch us.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys.
Thanks for your loyalty.
Thanks for your loyalty, exactly. Yeah. Really, really, really. We hold you guys to heart.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys keep us going, definitely. And it's, like I said, harder to come and shoot sometimes.
It is.
But just remembering that we are dear to some people. I laughed just now because I remember one of our watchers or listeners, watcher slash listener, mm-hmm. actually sent me a picture. Mm-hmm. I remember, and you know how like every end of the year, Spotify will show you what you listen to the most.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yeah.
So we were on the list. Of like that most is, listened to.
That is I was so like, what? Nice.
Yeah.
Why didn't you send that to me?
I'm gonna send. I'm fine. We're gonna put it here so you guys can see.
Because
I think that's like an achievement, right? Yeah. I'm gonna send that to you so we can keep it. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
We're in top. We're in like number one, but we're a part of his list, mm-hmm. and I thought that was very, that's very, very good,
yeah.
to like encourage us. I we're definitely grateful for the people that have stood with us from season one
yep.
to season two. And we're going to season three.
Wow.
I can't believe it. It's incredible, right? Ooh. It's been 3 years. Well, it would be three years, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And we're going to be talking more about like celebrating stuff because I need to be celebrating these milestones.
We
I
do.
Need it. Yeah.
So
more to come on those gist, you guys. But thank you guys so much for your love and support. We will catch you guys next year. Continue to be beautiful, continue to be brute, and continue to be marvelous, okay? Bye.
Bye, guys.